from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A second day of mourning for the region as Chetty Jagan's death is followed by that of former Jamaican leader Michael Manley.
Socialism. The People's National Party is clearly a party of strongly based popular orientation.
I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Former Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley is dead. The 72-year-old Mr. Manley passed away at his home in Kingston at 11:35 p.m. on Thursday. There has been an outpouring of national and regional emotions, but Mr. Manley's passing was not unexpected. Michael Manley, arguably the most eloquent and internationally acclaimed Caribbean politician, had been battling prostate cancer for many years. Hugh Crosskill reports.
Prime Minister and leader of the People's National Party for most of the turbulent 1970s, he spent 9 years in opposition before returning to office in 1989. By then, the disease was taking its toll, and his decline was compounded by 5 operations and a debilitating bout of pneumonia. In 1992, he did what few Caribbean leaders have ever done. He demitted office on his own accord. Michael Manley's political career began in 1967. By dint of birth, he was destined to make an impact. His father, Norman Washington Manley, founder of the People's National Party and a former premier, was the architect of Jamaica's independence in 1962, but ironically failed to win the election that would have given him the honor of lowering the British Union Jack and raising the black, green, and gold flag of the newly born nation.